Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Superboc. Superboc é uma marca de cerveja portuguesa detida pela empresa Superboc Group. Lançada em 1927, ocupa uma posição de referência no mercado, estando entre as marcas de cerveja preferidas dos portugueses. É também a cerveja portuguesa mais vendida no mundo. A marca Superboc nasce em 1927 e em 1967 são lançados os primeiros anúncios sob o slogan "A cerveja que supera a sua exigência". Durante os anos 70 é inaugurada a rede de distribuição em Lisboa, composta por 12 camiões. Em 1992, a Superboc atinge a liderança do mercado português, mantendo-se na preferência dos consumidores de cerveja até aos dias de hoje. Em 1995, a Superboc é a primeira marca portuguesa a dar nome a um festival. Inaugurava-se assim o Superboc Super Rock, o maior festival de rock que se realiza em Portugal e o único a celebrar 20 anos consecutivos da melhor música. Em 1998 e em 2001, patrocina aqueles que são dois dos maiores eventos culturais portugueses de sempre, Expo 98 e Porto 2001, Capital Europeia da Cultura.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Portugal and I'm here today with a new article. The new article is about Superboc, a Portuguese beer, and as usual I'm here with my co-host James. And together with James, we will read out the text and I will help James to improve his pronunciation. And also, if he needs any help with some vocabulary or expressions, I will help him. Are you ready, James, to start the reading and understanding of the article?
Yep, of course.
Wonderful. Let's go for it then.
Okay, so let's start with the first paragraph. Superboc é uma marca de cerveja portuguesa detida pela empresa Superboc Group.
Muito bem. Percebeste, James, the idea? Did you understand the idea? So basically saying, so what do you understand?
Yeah,
before I say, sorry.
So Superboc is this type of beer.
It's a brand. Marca is a brand.
So a brand, yes. Mm-hmm. A Portuguese beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know this word, detida.
Detida, okay. Detida can mean, normally is used by the police when you imagine you catch a thief, you imprison the thief, right? Like you put him to jail.
Okay.
Yeah, the act is a detention. Yeah?
Ah, detain.
To have something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the author of the article decide to use this word. It's not, it's okay. I wouldn't use, but it's fine. It means like the Superboc is owned by Superboc Group. Yeah. But also this meaning that is more used, detention.
Okay.
Detained. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Tida. Yeah.
So the Superboc Group owns the brand Superboc.
That's correct. Yeah, the Tida means owned. But just telling that for those who are listening to us and you, of course, if you read this, the Tida in a put in other words, is the tea is more used in police context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Lançada em 1927.
Muito bem, sim.
Ocupada uma posição.
Ocupa.
Ocupa uma posição de referência no mercado, estando entre as marcas de cerveja preferidas dos portugueses.
Muito bem. Então, o que é que percebeste, James? What did you understand?
Well, the very first word, I actually didn't understand.
Lançada. Lançada. Okay. Lançada normally means when you launch something.
Ah, so they started
when
to
started,
be...
started, yes.
Okay.
Lançada em normally comes with the em preposition.
Okay.
Or no, when it's declined, but em, lançada no, yeah, so launched, started. It's something that's like a startup was launched.
But it's only referring to like the establishment, rather than say, because could you say like started the game of football? Lançada?
No. Lançar, it implies, not in Portuguese, at mm-hmm. least, it implies that something started from the scratch. So in this case...
Kind of like established, or like the company was established. Or
no, it wasn't the company, it was the Superboc. Okay, a cerveja was lançada. Maybe the Superboc group had other beers, I don't know.
Yeah,
probably it started at the same time. I don't know. I know that...
Okay.
Because if it would be the... No, it could be the empresa also. I don't know.
Mm. Okay, but I understand what you mean.
So, lançar means launched. So, something started. You couldn't say... You could, in terms of football, because you put the football as an example, you can lançar a new football player as a debut.
Okay.
So, the coach could... O treinador vai lançar o João Félix, por exemplo. Mm-hmm. Se lançar, it means he will start it as in the professional team, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
yeah, you ocupa. Could explain the rest. Yeah.
Então ocupa uma posição de referência no mercado. It, ocupar uma posição de referência means it is well known in the market. So,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people know this.
Like straight away?
Huh?
When it was launched?
No. Because this is a sort of... they want to reference that it starts in... It's a good question what you are thinking, but you have to understand that this comma is really important.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they say, launched in 1927... comma, it occupies...
Like now.
Now, exactly. Yes. It's not by the, probably by then, but what they want to... Just as a story,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Yes.
In English, you also do that.
Yeah,
you
we do.
Refer
yes.
in the time, something, and then you talk about the present.
Yes.
That's the case.
Yes.
Launched in 1927, comma, it occupies a reference position. I don't know if you use this expression in English. A reference place.
No. Mm. It's like a well-known or...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Ocupar uma posição de referência, it mean in the market, means it is well-known in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Estando entre as marcas de cerveja preferidas dos portugueses. Being one of the beer brands... that the Portuguese people most like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Estando entre, estar entre is be among one of the brands that the Portuguese people most prefer.
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Next sentence then.
Okay. É também a cerveja portuguesa mais vendida no mundo.
You understand? That's easy, I think.
Yes, like it's also like a Portuguese beer that's one of the most sold around the world.
Not one of the most. The most.
The most.
Mais vendida.
The most sold Portuguese beer.
Senão seria, if to be one of the most, uma das mais. To be, yeah? When you find in a text, uma das mais, it means one of the most. In this case, is the most mais vendida no mundo. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good, next. Well done, James.
A marca Superbock nasce em 1927 e em 1967.
Muito bem.
São lançados os primeiros anúncios sob o slogan "A cerveja que supera a sua
exigência. Muito bem. Good. This is an interesting one. So, do you understand the beginning? Yeah.
So the brand Superbock was started in 1927, like we said before.
Exactly.
And in 1967, like they launched with a new slogan or advertising campaign.
Yeah, by saying that's correct.
And a cerveja que supera a sua exigência.
Could you guess the meaning?
A beer
of the...
that's
superar is similar to English, no?
It's more superior.
You have an expectation. You go beyond the expectation.
Okay.
In this case, exigência is not expectation. You
existence.
No. You demand something. Uh-huh. But in this case, actually, is the expectation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's more like when you demand something. Like you really want to drink a really nice beer. Like, I want to taste really nice beer. I demand for that. And that saying, superar, is go beyond what you are asking for. Yeah? Cerveja que supera a sua exigência. Maybe there is a better word to translate exigência, but I would translate this slogan as the beer that goes beyond your expectations. Yeah, it's not real expectations, because normally expectation is something that you wait for. Exigência is something that you demand. But in general, it would be translated like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Did you understand, James?
Yes.
The idea,
and
at least.
This other word, sob, is it like
sob? No, sob is a preposition. It means under. So, anúncio under... Slogan, you know, slogan is in
is
from
it taken
English.
From English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We took from it. It's a strangerism.
Yeah.
It's a borrowing. We borrow from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys. Well,
English language.
English language.
Yeah.
Sob is under. Means under.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to continue. Mm-hmm. Durante os anos
70,
é inaugurada a rede de distribuição em Lisboa, composta por 12 caminhões.
Muito bem. Percebeste esta frase?
So, like, during the 70s?
Inaugurada, you should know.
Yeah, it's like... inaugurate, like started again.
Exactly, very good.
Started this distribution in Lisbon, or redistribution? Or?
Distribution. Red is like a net.
Net?
Net, sorry, that's from German. Network. Imagine network.
A distribution network.
Distribution network.
But in Lisbon?
Mm-hmm.
And it was with 12... like
made of
regions.
No, not region. Caminhões are trucks.
Trucks?
Trucks. No, okay. Regiões are regions.
Yeah, okay.
Composed.
So
yeah.
Just 12 trucks.
For 12, so you start really small.
Yeah.
And now it's all over the place. Even in other countries. Yeah. Good. Understood?
Yes.
Nice. We'll continue. Last paragraph. Big one.
So, Eng, Mil, 1992, a Superbock atinge a liderança do mercado português, mantendo-se na preferência dos consumidores de cerveja até aos dias de hoje.
Fantástico. So, did you understand the idea? Is a bit complicated?
Maybe you can help describe it. Yes.
Sure. So, this is understandable.
Yes.
Em 1992, em 1992, a Superboc atinge a liderança do mercado português. Atingir a liderança de, it means to reach the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the most popular.
The most popular.
Uh-huh.
Atingir a liderança is an expression in the Portuguese market.
Okay.
Atingir a liderança de.
Uh-huh.
You can atingir, but atingir a liderança means to go to first
uh-huh.
in the Portuguese market. So that's it. It was the best beer for the Portuguese
yes.
market.
Yes.
Yeah. Mantendo-se.
So they maintained this position.
Yeah, correct.
Until now.
Yeah, that's it. Mantendo-se na preferência dos consumidores de cerveja até aos dias de hoje. Yeah,
so
exactly.
aos dias de hoje.
De hoje.
So until now. Like,
until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now a bit of the story, what they sponsor and so mm-hmm. on. Yeah.
So, em 1995.
Mm-hmm.
A Superboc é a primeira marca portuguesa a dar o nome a um festival.
É um festival. Percebeste?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Não,
so, in 1995, the Superboc was the first Portuguese brand to give its name to a festival.
Perfect. Well done, James. Next, the sentence, then.
Inaugurava-se, assim, o Superboc Super Rock, a maior festival de rock que se realiza... Realiza em Portugal e o único a celebrar 20 anos consecutivos de melhor música.
Perfeito. 20. Don't forget. Not T. T is Italian. Tu. 20.
20.
20.
Anos.
Percebeste esta parte? Did you understand this?
So they started with this Superboc Super Rock Festival,
yeah.
which was a rock festival.
It is.
Well,
still.
It is a rock festival.
Mm-hmm. O maior festival de rock que se realiza em Portugal.
The biggest rock festival in Portugal.
In Portugal.
And it's unique.
Único, the only one.
The only one to celebrate 20 years continually.
Consecutivos is continuously
the
best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the last sentence then?
So, em 1998
mm-hmm.
e em 2001
muito bem. Mm-hmm.
patrocina aqueles que são dois dos maiores eventos culturais portugueses de sempre. Expo 98
muito bem.
E Porto 2001, Capital Europeia da Cultura.
Perfeito. In terms of pronunciation, is very good. So, understanding. Do you understood this? Did you understand this sentence?
In 1998 and in the year 2001,
mm-hmm.
so patrocina, like...
To sponsor,
right?
To sponsor.
What's the word?
Patron? Like
patron?
Yeah, but the word is sponsor.
Okay.
Sponsor by...
Like Achilles? What's it?
Those that are the two bigger Portuguese cultural events of ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the two biggest cultural events in Portugal.
Maybe now there are more bigger,
yeah,
but
yeah.
this time.
The expo.
Have you heard of the expo?
Yes, of course.
It's still there
in Lisbon.
In Lisbon, this area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the name of the area?
Yeah. I forgot too.
By the river.
By the river. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, I forgot. Uh-huh. Oceanário, a zona do Oceanário, where there is this
uh-huh.
Gil mascot.
Ah, yeah, the big statue.
The big statue.
Uh-huh.
It's a really nice area. One of the, I wouldn't say the richest, but one of the best
parts of Lisbon, the Lisbon to live. Really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Parque das Nações. Parque das Nações.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, Parque das Nações. Now I remember. I have a blackout now.
And Porto, 2001? I had not heard of this.
Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest, but like in Guimarães in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, uh-huh. was the capital, the European capital of culture.
Okay.
So this is every year there are certain cities that are nominated by... Mm-hmm. to be this capital. So basically it consists of different cultural activities, exhibitions, concerts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enrich a lot the city and develop helps to develop. I don't know about Porto, what came new in Porto with this event, but in Guimarães, that I know more the reality of Guimarães, a lot of new museums and a lot of more good connections for the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, it seems basic, but from then we had a bus to the airport.
Yes,
you know, all yes. these small things to sort of stimulate the people to come mm-hmm. to Guimarães, and it helps a lot, these type of events to a city. Good. Well done, James.
No.
Did you like the article?
Yes, it's very nice.
Yeah, I think it's easy. No, I think it's quite easy. Has really nice and interesting, for my point of view, and I think for our listeners too, really nice expressions and also sort of vocabulary, but not so difficult. So,
mm-hmm.
and the topic, it's nice, I think.
Quite fun.
Quite fun. Yeah. And for those who never tried the Superbok before, I highly recommend. Through my foreign friends, they really love Superbok.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard no one saying, I don't like the beer. So I really recommend, not just because I'm Portuguese, but the feedback from other friends is very positive. So try it on. Thank you, James.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. If you want to see our grammar highlights and our questions related to this article, please make sure to check out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com. Thank you very much. We see you next time. Adeus. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.